Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Big news out of the NFL, though. Let's start here. Jaire Alexander just signed a deal with the Baltimore Ravens. And this deal, at only $6 million,
yep,
looks like a really smart, savvy, good thing for Baltimore. They're always adding veteran, former great members of the secondary. Like that is, you know, they say there's a linebacker U, Penn State, or there's different organizations known for different things. If you're a recently successful, out-of-a-gig DB, call the Ravens. They'll probably bring you in. But Jaire Alexander has been a really good player recently, just a couple of years ago. He's been hurt a lot.
It's injuries,
so
yeah.
Anytime, ask Washington with Marshawn Lattimore. You sign a guy who's dealing with a bunch of injuries. You don't know how that's going to go. But speaking of Lattimore, I can't help but thinking about the juxtaposition here. The Commanders traded a third, a fourth, and a sixth round pick for Lattimore, who they're paying $18 million this year. The Ravens gave up no picks and paid $6 million, and they get Jaire Alexander. Who would you rather have right now? I'd rather have the guy that costs no money and no picks, just from a talent standpoint, over Marshawn Lattimore, let alone three draft picks and $18 million, three times as much. The Ravens are playing chess here.
Yeah, I would have done this. I would have offered a little bit more than that, knowing now, especially that this is what he's willing to accept. I mean, man, oh, man. And again, here, the Baltimore secondary is excellent. I mean, it's led by Humphrey and Kyle Hamilton, and you got plenty of players there. So if it doesn't work out for him, you're still pretty good. If it does work out and you get any kind of meaningful play from a guy that is not that far removed from being excellent, what an unbelievable boon that is. But to me, if you're the team that has to have a stud, needs a number one corner, and you're going to sign him and count on him doing that, you're going to be left disappointed probably. But this, again, this is punter money. This is a special teamer money. This is like nothing for a guy that could be really good, that needs a reclamation, that needs a reputation change, that needs to turn over a new leaf and get himself to his next deal so everybody benefits from it. I would have gone out and done this, and Baltimore did, so tip of the cap.
That deal makes the Lattimore deal look like a huge problem. I don't think you can quite slam the gavel yet and say the Marshawn Lattimore trade was bad, but
I've written the paperwork up. I don't have a signature yet.
You acquired him in season last year.
Yeah.
You didn't do that because you were hoping that he would eventually figure it out last season, but really that you just wanted to have him this year. You traded in season. You didn't wait till the offseason because you wanted him to help you make whatever run you were going to. He ended up being the weakest link on the team and struggling and being a liability for them during the postseason, and one of the big reasons why they gave up almost 60 points in the NFC Championship game. That deal, though, right now, this moment, looks terrible.
Yeah.
It looks like a L. And you're not going to hit on all of them. You're allowed that. You're allowed to miss. Like, this is not an anti-Adam Peters, a question whether or not he's a really good GM conversation. It's just calling balls and strikes. And that one went all the way to the screen in the air, yeah, so far.
And I would have 100% have done it at the time. The analogy I used before, and I'll use it again, is to me, this is like a race car, like a race where my car wasn't expected to be able to compete with the big boys. I'm up there with Max Verstappen and company. I got a chance to win a really big Grand Prix that's really, really important. And my tires are failing. I got a fatal flaw. I got a huge issue. And somebody drives up next to me and goes, hey, I got some tires for you. It's worth it more in that moment for me to try to fix those tires when I'm in a race I didn't expect to be in. I could just finish 20th. I could just be, you know, 6 and 11 and nobody would care. But I'm here in a pretty special place. It was worth the risk to me to take on those tires to see if I could win the race. That was totally reasonable. Now, in retrospect, so I'm not saying that was stupid or whatever, because I would have done it. It does not look very good at all.
Yeah, I was for the trade. I'm not changing that. I mean, I'd take the L, I guess, too. But they better get production out of him. But every time something like this happens, you know, today, Jair Alexander, zero draft picks, available on the scrap heap, gets 1/3 this year of the money you're going to pay Marshawn Lattimore. How do you not draw a comparison between a couple of guys who have played at a Pro Bowl level and who have played at all pro levels in the NFL? And if you were to bet, forget the picks that you gave up, mm-hmm. forget the money that's being paid. You just have to take on either 28-year-old Jair Alexander, a two-time Pro Bowler, with the baggage he comes with after falling out of favor in Green Bay and self-appointing himself a captain to walk out to the coin toss and saying the wrong thing during the coin toss, or Marshawn Lattimore, who's a year older at 29, who has not been healthy and played at a really high level for over a full season since 2021, I think you'd bet on Alexander being the guy to return to form. That's not even accounting for the draft picks and the money that Washington gave up that the Ravens didn't have to. Do you think it's even fair that that's my immediate takeaway, though?
No, it's not. It's not unfair. I think it's perfectly apt. I think it's
very, so it's fair.
Yeah, that's what I mean to say. Sorry. I realized I went too hard with the no, with the negative, and I was trying to say you're fine. The point is, but because they had the option to get out of jail.
Yes.
They could have paid him nothing.
Now, there isn't really truly guaranteed money moving forward, so they can get out of the deal after this year. He's got 2 and 36 left, but there's only $2 million in dead money. So if they could cut him now, essentially at any point, and it's not going to hinder them. But this year, they doubled down.
Right.
They made the trade. It went badly last year. They get to the negotiating window, and you're basically signing him to a one-year $18 million deal, or you're letting him walk. And on a market, corner market, where Jair Alexander, we just found out, is a $6 million player, they paid Marshawn Lattimore three times as much and signed back up.
Yeah, and that's a huge deal to me. So
would they have done that if they didn't give up those draft picks?
And that, by the way, is a huge question. I don't think they would have.
I think if, let's just say, to make this conversation work, that he got cut last offseason.
Mm-hmm.
They signed him last offseason, you know, to the deal that they inherited, and they could get out of it at the end of the year. And he had the season he had. He barely played. When he did play, he was bad. But they didn't give up any picks, so there's not a reason to see it through or to give him one more shot. Is he still on the Commanders? No. I say no.
Yeah, I say no. I mean, it's not quite analogous, but like imagine, I'm trying to draw the parallel. If a formerly good defensive tackle who was kind of down on his luck and had been oft injured is available and signs for a third of what Daron Payne makes, I'm not making the comparison where I go, you're going to get that production from that guy and they're paying Daron Payne X. It's because they could have gotten out of the deal with Lattimore. And that's kind of my point here, is there were options. And there were options at the high-priced cornerback market. If they wanted to say, let's have two number ones if Marshawn Lattimore's great. Let's go pay Tre'Varius Ward. Let's go pay Carlton Davis or DJ Reed. They didn't do any of those things. They went kind of middle of the road, as is their want, to Jonathan Jones and said, we've got a one. Now we're gonna have a couple twos or two A's or one and a half, so Sandra Still and Jones and whoever.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
That to me was such a, that's kind of the point here, is that if it doesn't work out with Jair Alexander, you're out so little. If it doesn't work out with Lattimore, oh my God. Right? Like, that's how I would think that way. It doesn't seem like they do.
Yeah, I also just think Alexander, who was a second team All-Pro multiple times, which Lattimore has never been before, and was a second team All-Pro as recently as 22, Lattimore's last Pro Bowl season, just good season, was 21. If I'm picking between the two of them, I would take my shot with Alexander. Now, what I don't know, because I haven't asked Dan Quinn or Joe Witt, is would Jair Alexander be as good a fit defensively for what they like to do as Marshawn Lattimore? It's very possible that in a world where both were available at the exact same rate, they would take on Lattimore, who's got some length and is physical and, you know, at the peak of his game a few years ago, did look like a Dan Quinn corner. And maybe they would say that with his size and just his physical nature, that he oozes what they want defensively in their secondary at 6 foot and about 200 pounds. And maybe they would tell you that Jair Alexander, who I think of as more of a ball hawking, you know, athlete at cornerback, twitchier guy, smaller guy, he's about 5'10", 190. Maybe they would say he's not as big a fit. He's certainly not from the Dan Quinn school of size necessarily. But when a corner who's got game becomes available and somebody gets a great discount on him, it's just going to pique my interest until I see what happens with Marshawn Lattimore. I think that's perfectly reasonable. Stefan's in D.C. What's up, Stefan? You're on Grant and Danny.
Hey, how you guys doing? So, this take kind of makes me frustrated. You know, you say you just called him balls and strikes. I'm going to call you Angel Martinez.
Angel Hernandez is who you're looking for. But it's a good line.
When Marshawn was with the Saints prior to his injury, I believe his metrics had him as a top three corner. He gets hurt. I'm a former corner defensive back. When your legs go, you have an injury to your legs, it's bad business. And so when he's out, well, he was out 3 weeks when he came to us. He was already out a couple of weeks with them. You're talking about his conditioning. You're talking about his skill set as far as him doing his drills and stuff, staying on point. He was off. And then immediately comes back and had to face A.J. Brown, CeeDee Lamb, some of the top guys. So I say you got to give him grace. And then this comparison is off because – you know, they
but before you go to the comparison, I want to respond to that. Mm-hmm. I've given him nothing but grace. There's so much grace in my bag. It's spilling out of my bag onto the floor. I was on the record all of last year. I was very patient, said that it was going to take time, that he was probably out of shape, even as he played terribly when he played at the end of the year. My point was they didn't just trade for him for this season. I just told you I would have made the trade. But when Jair Alexander, who takes no draft picks, signs for $6 million for the Baltimore Ravens, I just think it is factual to say that that deal does look worse from a sheer market standpoint. You gave up way more for a house. And by the way, if you're just doing a house comp, you mentioned the quality of Lattimore, no doubt about it. All of the reasons you said for why he didn't play well and hasn't in a few years are true. It's a health-related thing. There's no guarantee he gets healthier or stays healthier. And when he was awesome, best corner in the conference maybe at one point in time. That's 4 years ago now. 4 years ago, like an Olympics period. Jair Alexander has played at that level more recently is my point. And one of those guys has been a top two team all pro multiple times, and it's not Lattimore. But go ahead.
Well, I would just say with the house comp, that's like saying you just purchased your house on a block, but when you were looking, there was this beautiful landscape house in a cul-de-sac. You loved it, but it was owned. And then a month after you buy your house, Ms. Jenkins up and died. You can't say, oh, I should have waited. I would have got it.
No, but you could absolutely say the deal
I got a bad deal.
The deal I got for my house sucks. You could absolutely say that. But, if I spent $900,000 in a better house 2 months later, sells for $775,000, my deal looks worse. That's absolutely a thing.
No, I mean, but he's not healthy, and you're comparing him to a guy who's
you're answering why he hasn't played well. You're acting like I'm saying he can't play anymore when he's healthy. I'm not. Right.
But the narrative
Hang on a second. I'm going to let you keep going. You keep saying he hasn't been healthy. That's true, which might still be the case moving forward, but let's say it isn't. That's fine. What I'm saying is it's been 4 years since he played at a high level. You're saying, well, that's because he's not healthy, and I'm going, I agree with you. It's still been 4 years.
So comparable to what his high level was, but we're talking about what he can do, what he was doing this season prior to his injury. So that's what the Commanders was looking at. They were looking at how he was playing this year, which was rating him at the top of his level. Then he gets hurt. My thing is, we got to give him a point to show what he can do this offseason.
That's what they're doing.
Going into camp. Yeah, but the whole narrative is, you know, he's a waste. He's a waste. That's all I hear when everyone, not just you guys, but multiple shows.
But Stefan, would you acknowledge that so far, and they only paid him $600,000 last year, but they re-upped at $18 million. So far, it has been a bad trade. You have to acknowledge that.
Well, if I knew going in that he was injured and I picked him up, and my thought is, okay, we're.
But the reason it's been a bad trade is that he was injured. But you have to acknowledge you traded for a guy who, by the way, was hurt when you traded for him, who didn't get healthy. Yeah. So far, what they gave up, which was draft picks and a lot of money for a guy who was hurt, and then when he played, was a weak link. So far, it's been a bad trade. That's
if he was on a 1 year deal, then yes. But then that you got two more years.
Right, but
then
that's what could happen. Yet. So far, has it been a bad trade?
I can't say that because
you know.
You're right. You seem to be incapable of saying that, and I appreciate the phone call. But it's just a fact. Man. So far, the trade has not worked out. We're not saying that the trade is over. It might eventually turn around if he is a Pro Bowler.
And they've
bet
big that it's going to turn around, by the way, because they had options. This was my point. They had multiple chances, off ramps, where do you want to continue, yes or no? And they said yes. And now we're full steam ahead. They're counting on him. They didn't do as much at that spot. Now, I know they drafted Amos, who I like a lot, but there were opportunities to go big game hunting at cornerback to do kind of what, frankly, what the Ravens have done.
Correct.
Is to build this unbelievable secondary where you've got a handful of stars, and if Lattimore turns out great, then you've got an all-time secondary. If he doesn't, you're covered. If he doesn't play, if he does what he's done the last three seasons, where you miss at least 8 or 9 games, it's a disaster, I think.
To me, we're having two conversations. We're ships passing in the night there. It's pretty simple, right? What he was saying was twofold. Number one, the reason he didn't play well is because he was hurt. I agree with you. Number two, he might be really good this year. I also agree with that. And in fact, the team is not only betting on it, they're telling you that's what's going to happen. He says, well, you got to give him time. That's what's happening, is that he's being given time and he's being given another opportunity. What I'm saying is that when Jaire Alexander comes free and at no draft picks and 1/3 of the money signs up with the Ravens, it makes giving up 3 picks, including a 3rd and 4th rounder, and 3 times as much money for Marshon Lattimore, look a little bit worse, especially with the lack of value and production he returned last year.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.